this is Craig Valentine, host of Early to Rise Radio. Have you ever wanted to become wealthier, healthier, wiser, or just have more time to appreciate the finer things in life? On this show, we reveal what high performers are doing every day to be more successful without sacrificing their personal lives. Early to Rise Radio is sponsored by the Perfect Day Formula. Get your free copy of this game-changing success guide at freeperfectdaybook.com. Now let's get started with today's show. The legendary Zig Ziglar had a great saying, "Timid salesmen have skinny kids." Ooh, ouch. Now, have you ever said to yourself, "I'm not a born salesperson"? Don't worry, I did this for years until I learned a few secrets. Now, first I had to switch from selling to thinking about it in another way. And I call it the P word, and it's going to change your opinion of sales. Now, second, I had a coach, and I hired him to teach me to go from timid to successful using one simple technique that you can start using immediately to get better at selling. But even my coach started out horrific, and you're going to hear his story, and you'll meet his mentor that taught him how to sell over $20 million worth of products and services. You're getting all of that and so much more on this Million Dollar Mentor edition of Early to Rise Radio. Hi, this is your host of ETR Radio, Craig Valentine. You're about to discover how to develop one of the most important skills in both your personal and professional life. That's right, selling is probably even more important in your personal life than in your career. Now, on this show, I'm joined by my business partner, Bedros Koulian, and we'll show you how to sell even if you're timid, just like I once was. Early to Rise Radio is sponsored by the Perfect Day Formula. Get your free copy of this game-changing success guide at freeperfectdaybook.com.
You've got a great idea, a great service, a great product. Now, only thing it's missing is sales. How would you like us to teach you how to sell your product or service to the masses? So, Craig, when I started selling, it was awful. It was horrific. I was that guy that would just vomit up so much information on people that I would overwhelm them with all the benefits and features of my services. And I started off as a personal trainer. And I remember seeing people's eyes glaze over. And I just thought that maybe I was just too smart for them, that I overwhelmed them.
You were not.
I was not.
But you know, my favorite story about you selling is the day you had this big epiphany where you were told you didn't sell me, you were the order taker.
Yeah.
And that might have hurt you a bit, but it put you on the path to becoming an amazing salesperson.
That particular day stung a lot. And it was the guy later became my mentor. His name is Jim Franco, but he was a personal training client of mine. And, you know, I asked him, I said, "Hey, Jim, how can I be successful?" He said, "You have to sell your services." I said, "Well, great, I already sell." And he goes, no, you didn't sell me anything. You took my order." And I said, "What do you mean I didn't sell you anything?" He said, "You took my order. All I wanted to do was sign up for personal training, and you just fulfilled my order. You're no different than a waiter or waitress." And when he said that to me, I said, "Jim, I beg to differ. You signed up on a six-month program." He said, "I have every intention to sign up on a six-month program." And he said, "Well, what percentage of people do you close?" And sadly, I didn't even have that number. I said, "Give me an example. What is close?" He said, "Well, if 10 people sat across from you," and I still ask that question today to my coaching clients, "if 10 people sit across from you, how many of them convert into an actual paying client? Not, I'll go back and bring money, not I'll call you with the credit card information, because be-backs never come back. Actual paying client." I said, "Maybe about 3-4 out of 10. He goes, "Yeah, I told you, you're an order taker. And this is what he taught me. 1/3 of the people will buy no matter what. And those are the ones where you're taking orders. 1/3 of the people are undecided. And if you have any kind of sales skills, you'll be able to convert them. And the other final 1/3 are people who were not going to buy, but a closer can convert some of those people into paying clients or customers. And that's where a 75, 85, 90% closing ratio exists."
Well, you know what? People are saying, "I'm not a born salesperson. I don't like sales." Let's define sales. Let's talk about how sales is really persuasion and why people are really selling all the time, even when you're persuading or selling your child to go and brush their teeth.
Sure. I mean, we're selling right now. We're selling the message that sales is nothing more than influence and persuasion and really a transference of feelings. Like, if I let's give an example. You are the king of these perfect day workshops that you run. I mean, you run them so well. I've gone through it. My wife's gone through it. So many of my private coaching clients have gone through your perfect day workshops. Now, had I not gone through it, I would have not, and I've known you for almost a decade, I would have not gotten the tremendous benefits that I have today that have helped me become more structured and disciplined. But even then, you were able to sell me on getting in on that workshop. And you sold me on it because you have so much conviction about the system that you have. You believe in the process that you've created. And all you did was transfer those feelings to me. That's all selling is transference of feelings, right?
Yeah, and you know what I love when you tell people it is your obligation. You have a product, you have a service, especially when you're working with your coaching clients who are helping people lose weight, get back in shape, and feel great again through Fit Body Bootcamp. I mean, we really do have an obligation to go out there and help these people who are hurting. And every time you don't sell somebody, they are going home frustrated, and they're probably spending the money on something else. So don't think that they're not spending the money. They're spending it, wasting it in most cases, on something else.
And it's funny because I used to look at it exactly like that. Once Jim Franco taught me how to sell, and by the way he taught me was not anything organized or structured. So I said, all right, you got me. I am not a closer. I'm an order taker. I give in. And it hurt, but it felt good to admit that I needed help. And so the next day he shows up with a Tom Hopkins sales tape. Now, Tom Hopkins is some old sales trainer guy for real estate agents, right? And of course, as I'm listening to Tom Hopkins mentions the name Brian Tracy. So I get a Brian Tracy sales tape. Brian Tracy leads to Dan Kennedy. Dan Kennedy leads to Jim Rohn. And before you know it, I'm listening to sales and marketing and self-development, personal development, and I become a better communicator of my message. And that's when I realized that I've got an obligation and a duty to sell my services. And here's why. I remember one time a prospect, when I was a personal trainer, sitting across from me. And this is before we went on the workout floor to actually work out. Because here's how the workouts went. You would come, I would meet you, you'd fill out a PARQ, a physical activity readiness questionnaire. And then I'd get to know a little bit about you. What do you want to achieve? How much weight do you want to lose? How much time do you want to lose it in, et cetera. And then we'd go work out on the floor, and then we'd come back into my office. In the next 25, 30 minutes, I would give you a compelling argument, a sales pitch, if you will, on why you need to sign up for a 12-month training program with me for $600 or $800 a month. And so I remember sitting across from this person, and there's a question that I ask on the PARQ that says, on a scale of 1 to 10, how serious are you about achieving your results? And she had circled a 6. And I said, what's stopping you from becoming a 10? Like, why'd you circle a 6? I'm surprised you're even here to try this trial workout out. She said, well, honestly, I'm debating between this and getting lap band. Getting lap band. Now, she's debating between, now the thing that got her overweight was inactivity and eating all the wrong foods. The thing that's gonna get it back into shape is learning how to be more active, making it a lifestyle, and eating all the right foods. But instead, she was gonna choose, if I didn't do my job, lap band, a medical surgery that has a high rate of people gaining the weight back, because one, it's more expensive, but it's easier, requires no effort. So that's when I knew in that moment that I've got a duty and an obligation to sell this woman on personal training, because if I don't, that money and then some is gonna get spent on lap band. And lap band does not teach you behavior, habits, and lifestyle. It just brings you right back to being fat, out of shape, and sick and tired again.
Yeah, and you know what? You also were able to do that for me. And so you helped me become a better salesperson, because I didn't know what I was doing. I used to be an order taker as well. And I knew I had these workshops, and I knew I wanted to go out and help people. And so you convinced me, you had an obligation to help me. Sure. And so I hired you as my sales coach a year ago. Yep. Here we are today, I'm so much better at it. So why don't you walk us through how you sold me, and then how you taught me to become a better salesperson and a better closer?
Well, I mean, selling you, to be honest, was easy, simply because we've spent enough time together where you've seen my ability that once I lock onto something, that person's gonna buy what I'm selling. Like, that's the way I look at it, is, and now you've got that lock on. Anything that I sell, I look at it as I have to do anything I can to get you to buy it. Even if I have to reach in your wallet and get your credit card to do it, people go, well, wait a minute, that's forcing people. Listen, if someone's about to jump off a cliff and they think that's the best decision for them, don't you have an obligation to go and rescue them? So if I know you're going to make a stupid buying decision with your money, and your money is better off being spent with me because I can add more value, more certainty to your life, I've got an obligation to do everything within my power to extract money from you in exchange for service and value. And I think that's what I was able to transfer to you, is that you knew that you've got something so good with the Perfect Life workshops that you do, that you had an obligation and a duty to sell it. Now, once you learned that process, we went through the consultative selling process, which was really, Craig, how are you going to get on the phone with someone, agitate the problems that they have, right? Because everyone's got problems.
Yeah.
You're going to figure out what their problems are in their life, agitate those problems, and then be the solution. Problem, agitation, solution. And you've gotten become a master at that. So explain that.
Well, yeah. I mean, when I first started, I was like most people watching this. I was like, oh, man, I don't want to get on the phone with people. And I'm naturally introverted. I don't want to get on the phone with anybody in the first place. But now I just welcome those calls. I'm going to get on the call. I'm going to say, hey, tell me about, you know, what you got going on, your opportunity, your business, all these things. They're going to download it on me. I'm going to pump them up. I'm going to say, that's amazing. But I bet you that brings, you know, some overwhelm and some anxiety into your life. Why don't you tell me about that? So that's the problem.
Yeah.
You know, then we go into the agitation. Well, what does that stop you from doing? You know, how does that stop and impair you with your family time? And then they really, oh man, they go, oh man, it hurts me doing this. You know, I can't be present with my kids. You know, sometimes they get really emotional about it because it is something really serious to them. And then that gets me fired up to go, you know what? I got to go and solve this problem. I have an obligation to this. Can I tell you about the workshop and how it's going to help you? And it's just natural conversation. So now I can, you know, I just kick back and I'm relaxed when I do it, as opposed to before when I was first getting started,
yeah,
when we were doing role playing, which is a key part of becoming a salesperson, is just getting that practice and experience and that time under tension, as you talk about.
Yeah.
Now I'm just so relaxed doing it. And at the end, I'm like, you know, it's just gently easing them into something that you know that they really need to do.
Yeah.
So thank you, sir.
You're welcome, sir. And by the way, I have never sold anything in my life. And I'm gonna actually spook you out here for a minute. You've never sold Perfect Life workshops. What you've done is you've become the assistant buyer.
Got it.
And that's what the problem agitation solution process does. Everybody has a problem in their life. Maybe they have a disorganized life that they're undisciplined and unstructured and they want more in their business and with their relationships. And so they dump that problem on you. Maybe you've got a product or a service and you're looking for someone like myself to help you become a better seller, a better closer of that service. Well, you've got a problem. My job is to agitate that problem. What is it costing you every time you don't sell enough of your products or services, right? What are you missing out on? How much more advantage is your competition gaining? I want to stir the pot. So I'm kind of really opening up the kimono here, right? I want to find out what your problem is. I want to stir the pot a little bit and then go, you know what? What if instead of dealing with objections every time where people need to think about it, go look at their finances, go talk to their spouse or partner, they could actually make a decision right then and there. And so how about we give them a little giveaway here? One of the best things I like to do over the phone when I'm selling someone on a high-level coaching program is I'll say, listen, I don't care what you say at the end of this, whether you say yes or no, but do I have your commitment to give me a definitive answer whether you're going to commit to the program or not by the time this call ends? Because then I've eliminated every objection. Because if I do my job right and really fish out the problem that they're experiencing in their life and then stir the pot and agitate that problem, then like you said, I get so fired up when I know I've got the solution because I've got the outside eyes, as you've taught me, I've got the outside eyes, they don't. So I go, what if we can do this, this, and that and fix that problem? Does that sound good? Yeah. Well then, let me tell you what the solution is, my private coaching program. And remember, they had already made the commitment to giving me an answer at the end, and every single time they give me the answer that I want to hear.
Oh, that's perfect. And you know what? I learned from Richard, who works, you know, here at Fitbody Bootcamp selling franchises. He and I were talking about how he was doing so well at closing people. And I said, well, you know, don't you get a lot of people saying, oh, I got to go and talk to my spouse or something like that? And he had something very similar to what you mentioned. He said, when he's on the call, one of the questions he asks is there anybody else that we need to have on this conversation to make the decision? And the person will say, no, there's nobody else. And then there he has permission to say, okay, well, you know, we're going to get that definitive answer, which is so powerful, because those are going to be two of the main objections. One, I want to go and think about it. Or two, that somebody else I need to go and talk to. And that's really, really important. That is going to be one of the things that, you know, if you're struggling with sales, you're going to just feel so much more confident knowing that you can ask those questions and then you won't have to deal with it at the end. But one of the other things that, you mentioned before was that you talked too much during the sales process. Yeah. And I just love it when you let the client, the potential prospect, when they talk, and they eventually, they do the same thing. They talk too much, but they talk themselves into the sale.
Whereas you could accidentally
talk them out of the sale.
Exactly.
So here's what you want to do. You want to become that professional listener. And it's really just about asking, you taught me 4 or 5 questions that I ask people to get them to open their kimono, to talk themselves into the sale. And then when you have their conviction, commitment, and you have them saying there's no other person here that's going to get in the way, then you have the sale.
Yeah, yeah, really as simple as that. And by the way, people always ask me, well, I just talk around and around in circles over and over again. I said, do you know why that happens? No, I don't. And I said, because you're afraid to ask for the sale. And so that goes back to building your confidence in the product that you're selling. Now, I know Craig is 100% certain, because I've gone through it, and I see how fired up he gets when he runs his Perfect Life workshops. And so you're 100% focused and sold on your workshops, and of course you can fill them up like you do. I'm 100% focused and convicted and sold on our masterminds, and of course on Fit Body Bootcamp. I can sell that all day long. But if you've got a product or service that is mediocre and you don't believe in it, then you're just going to talk to the person in circles. I call that just diarrhea of the mouth. You have diarrhea of the mouth because you don't believe in your product so much that you're afraid to ask for the sale. So go improve your product, build your confidence in your belief system in your product, and then go ask for the sale with confidence, knowing that if they don't give you the money, they're going to waste it elsewhere.
Yeah, and you know what? You can talk so much that you can actually take one of those 3 people that were just there to have you take their order. You can talk them out of a sale, yeah. And that's when you're really, really bad.
I've been talked out of a sale before, and I remember going to a place to buy a product, and I was talked out of a sale because they told me more about the product than I cared to know, because I'd already done my research online. I just wanted the product, but at some point I said, you know what, I'm gonna go think about it, and I went from Home Depot to Lowe's and just bought it and left.
Okay, so why don't we flip the script on that then, and tell us, when was the last time that someone sold you, or you were impressed, or someone that you are still learning from when it comes to sales?
Yeah, that's a really good question. So the last time someone sold me is when I was at Sam Ash Music Store. I lied, it was Guitar Center. We might as well give credit to the right music store. It was Guitar Center, and this was about 2 weeks ago. And I went there to buy a cajon. A cajon is the square wooden box that you sit on top of and you drum. Right?
Not cajones,
but I suppose you can drum your cajones as well. Might be a little painful. And the guy who sold me, he goes, have you seen this? And he pointed to this other cajon that had an electric cord attached to it. And cajones are not electrical. It's just a box of wood.
This one was vibrating.
Well, it wasn't quite vibrating, but they had an electrical cord attached to it. And I said, tell me more. And he sits on top of it and he turns on a button. And this thing starts, it has a built-in accompaniment. So as you're hitting it, it makes the thuds and all the sounds of a drum, but it also has cymbals and snares built in, depending on where you hit it. Mm. It's got little triggers, right? Almost like a drum pad.
Got it.
And so I went from a $110 cajon that I went there with the purpose to buy. I walked out of there with a $400 electronic cajon, and I love it to pieces, only because he decided to sell me through demonstration.
Yes, that guy has cajones.
No, he has cojones indeed.
And you know what? This actually goes back to a great lesson that I learned from Dan Kennedy when it comes to sales, is always have dramatic demonstration of proof. Yeah. So in the fitness industry, one thing that really caught on in the last 20 years is kettlebells. And why did kettlebells catch on? It's because, you know, they see these exercises and they're like, oh, that's so cool. It's the dramatic demonstration of proof. It's like the before and after. So what can you have in yours? So in Fit Body Bootcamp, you have these amazing videos of people who tell their life story about how Fit Body Bootcamp, you know, changed their business. They were broke and struggling, and now they have turned their old fitness business into something that just runs on autopilot.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's so neat to be able to take a client who has gotten that massive transformation. They've lost 50, 60, 100 pounds. And we just tell their story on video. That's all we do, is we tell their story on video and then we put it out there on social media. And it has made selling Fit Body Bootcamp actual locations, their memberships, Easy. Because the proof is right there. And if you remember when we were kids, we would watch that infomercial there where the guy is selling the Ginsu knife. Mm-hmm. I still remember, man, he would take that Ginsu knife, he would cut a soda can, and then he would cut the head of a hammer off. And then you'd wonder, are the metal shards from the hammer or the knife? But then he would take the knife and he'd cut that tomato so thin and he would slap it against the newspaper. You could read the newspaper through that thin tomato. And I remember thinking, holy cow, I gotta buy a set of that knives. Now I was 14 years old and I'm a kid. I don't need knives, but I was so excited by that. So I remember that. And so when we started Fit Body Bootcamp, I said, how am I gonna differentiate our locations from all others? We are going to put dramatic demonstrations out there for the world to see. And when they do, we get pre-sorted, pre-qualified, predetermined people to come into a Fit Body Bootcamp and say, yes, I'll take it.
Oh, beautiful. All right. So problem, agitation, solution. We're going to show the value. We're going to demonstrate the proof. Is there anything else when we want to become a persuasive salesperson and influence others that we need to add in there?
The only other thing is you got to believe in your product and know that if you don't make the sale, then someone else is gonna sell them something else that they don't need. And so you've got that obligation and duty to make it happen.
Oh, beautiful. That's how you build your empire, one sale at a time.
I'd love to hear your routines for persuading others, becoming more successful and dominating your days. Please send your success stories to support at earlyrise.com or hit me up on social media at instagram.com/realcraigvalentine. Or twitter.com/CraigValentine. Thanks for listening to Early to Rise Radio. Please head over to iTunes and rate today's show and share it with your friends. And don't forget to get a head start on your success, to take control of your mornings and dominate your days. You can get that detailed blueprint at freeperfectdaybook.com.